Water presence in our landscape is a subject that fine artists enjoy using when sending a message through their art. As water flows, a painter will take snapshots in their mind at the different moments and assemble these moments as an abstract of colors and shapes. Phil Brown is one of these artists. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. As a child, Phil spent summers on the San Lorenzo River in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California. He and his friends would spend the entire day hiking, swimming, building water forts, and jumping across the stones. Each day ended by falling asleep to the sounds of the river. Now, as an adult, Phil lives in the Sierra Nevada mountains and paints the watery landscapes that surround him.
When I've painted outside and tried to paint the water, that's what I've found is the most effective approach. Especially in painting something like the ocean, waveforms hitting a rock, the light changing on the water, is that I really have to watch it and almost build up a memory of the forms and paint from that memory. With the river here, for the most part, I use photographs, which makes it far easier, and I can become far more specific with the forms that I paint, that I don't have to rely on my memory or my imagination. I don't have to idealize the forms because I've got this incredible sketching tool. And I can really capture the forms. And then when I'm painting them, it's just up to me to be able to focus in kind of a progressive way to capture what I'm seeing. And then I can combine that towards the end of the artwork with my memory of what the lighting or what the feeling was in the situation.
I asked Phil, what's the most difficult part of painting water?
The stuff keeps moving all the time. So any form you see lasts for a nanosecond. So painting, in my part, is all about painting shapes and colors, and it makes it difficult when the shapes won't stand still. Also, there's a factor of refraction and reflection, which also makes the forms of water difficult to paint, in the idea that they're constantly changing. So whether or not they're reflecting light or refracting light, whether the water is opaque or clear, all makes it change very quickly.
The natural beauty and life in a waterscape is apparent to Phil. Just compare a man-made water reservoir to a natural lake.
As an artist, you're always you're beholden to the idea of looking for different subject matter or things that people haven't painted before. And just in my experience, in being around water, realizing how important that zone is for life, where the water actually meets the land. In previous years, I had sailboats, small sailboats, and a lot of the time I'd sail in reservoirs, which we consider as being lakes. And then when you finally see an actual lake that isn't a reservoir, and you start to recognize all the life forms that live around a real lake that don't live around a real reservoir, you kind of start to gain an appreciation for an engineered experience. And that's kind of led me into the importance of trying to show that, just that transition zone, where, as far as I can see, probably 80 to 90% of the life forms exist in a natural setting where the water meets the land.
Life seen through the eyes of an artist oftentimes provides a unique perspective and new appreciation of the subject matter. Phil has arrived through his art with an awareness that only comes when we slow down our lives and stop and smell the roses. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.